SoCal's number one for new country, K-Frog. On the phone with me are a couple guys you might remember as finalists from season 4 of The Voice. From Team Blake, it's the Swan Brothers, Zach and Colton. How are you guys?
Oh, we're good. How are you?
I'm fantastic. Thanks. I'm so excited for your show coming up on tomorrow night. Going to be at San Manuel Casino for a free concert in honor of the world premiere of San Manuel's new The Voice video slots. But before we get to that, you're not the only Oklahoma boys coming to California in the next few weeks. Congratulations on the Sooners making it to the Rose Bowl.
Absolutely. Isn't that awesome?
You guys must be so stoked.
We are. We are so stoked.
Something else exciting happening. Colton, earlier this year, you shared some pretty big news that you had gotten engaged to someone who the fans of The Voice will remember.
Yes, I sure did. Miss Caroline Glazer. We both were Team Blake for a little bit, then Adam Stoller.
Of course.
And but we just can't wait.
Do you have a date set?
We do. And I shouldn't forget it because we're getting married on her birthday, so next year. So if I forget that, I'm in the doghouse the rest of my life.
No kidding. Can you imagine forgetting her birthday and your anniversary?
I know. I'd say that's cause for divorce.
No kidding. So, Zach, are you in charge of the bachelor party?
Yeah, and actually, we already did it. It just so happened that a lot of guys from Oklahoma were in Nashville, so we decided to knock it out and have some fun, and we got really wild. I mean, we went to Topgolf.
You guys are out of control.
I know.
Well, your coach on The Voice, Blake Shelton, recently shot down rumors of a secret meeting with Speaker of the House, Paul Ryan. I want to know, what's the craziest rumor or fake news you've read about yourselves?
Probably that we were dating each other as brothers.
Oh, that's definitely one you don't want out there.
Well, I don't know. Colton's not really my type.
So, in between all of the wedding planning and dispelling rumors of incest, have you had a chance to work on new music at all?
Yes, actually we have. I don't want to give away too much, but there, you probably will hear a brand new song late January. I don't want to tell you the name yet. If you come to the show, we may even play it. I don't know. Management will probably be mad if we do, but who cares? We may just have to go ahead and do it.
If I get a vote, I say yes.
Okay. Well, maybe we can show you behind closed doors, because it's done. It's already done. So get your thoughts and your opinion. You know, we love our radio friends. So
we love you. We're so excited to see you. And what else should we expect from the show tomorrow night?
Well, this is a little different side of us. We're doing kind of a power acoustic thing. It's my brother and I and our guitar player. And so it's a little stripped down, but we bring kind of some little tricks and tools to make it sound really full. But that being said, the stripped down shows, we really like to get up close and personal with people, and there'll be a section in the show where we even like take requests from the audience. So if you're coming, think about what you want to hear, and we'll do our best, and we're just gonna have a good time.
The Swan Brothers going to take the stage inside the Tucoot Lounge around 9 o'clock, but actually the fun's going to start around 5 when the first 250 Club Serrano members get 2 free max bet plays on the new The Voice video slots, and they'll score a free t-shirt from The Voice too, so it's going to be a super fun night. Thank you so much for taking the time to talk with me today, guys. Cannot wait to see you tomorrow.
Thank you. Good to hear from you.